there's plenty to be said, and plenty is being said, about popular, highly produced TV shows like Game of Thrones and Transparent and Downton Abbey. Oh, do we miss you, Maggie Smith and Mary. And that's the point. This is being called the new golden age of TV, and these shows stay with us. But there are also great TV shows that aren't groundbreaking or prestigious and have loyal followings. And NPR's TV critic Eric Deggan says it's for a good reason. Eric, what do you call these shows?
I call them meat and potatoes television.
Right.
Or another phrase I like is working stiff television.
Yeah, it's good enough.
It is very standard fare, but it's well done. It doesn't try to be anything more than a straightforward, really interesting whodunit every week.
Well, let's listen to a little. Here's Amazon's Bosch.
There is a random feel to the city. Each night, secrets are revealed. Promises are broken. So many ways to live and to die.
It's like a template.
I want my trench coat and my cigarette and my floppy hat.
Right.
You know?
Well, this is the second season. It premiered on Friday. Again, cop drama. Tell us more about why viewers come back.
Yeah, so it is a cop drama. It's based on the Michael Connelly novels. And this guy, Bosch, is, a hard-nosed cop. He's always focused on catching the bad guy and doing whatever it takes to catch the bad guy. And, of course, there's all these people who let red tape get in the way. And we've seen characters like this time and again. But they do a great job of creating this character. Titus Welliver, longtime character actor, great presence on screen, you know, really gives this character a great life. And because it's on Amazon, they can do things like say the F word and curse, you know. But other than that, it's a cop drama that could air on any broadcast network.
It's funny how we love a renegade cop who works a little bit outside the rules on television, and we don't
on
like it
television.
We don't like it in real life. Anyway, TNT's Major Crimes is one you've talked about before. It's actually a spinoff of the big hit The Closer, but without the lead actress Kira Sedgwick. Let's listen to a little of the new version, Major Crimes.
Oh no, he's dead.
That he is.
You're lucky, Buzz. When you compare notes with the other reserve officers tomorrow, you'll definitely have the best story.
It was a suicide note.
More like the world's worst greeting card. A love like ours must have been faded, even when it's so belated.
Pour a bath, because I'm frustrated. Gonna drown myself while I'm sedated.
Okay, haha. But this show does combine some, humor with the crime that it's tracking.
Well, I mean, people who remember The Closer will remember that there were a couple of older detectives who were sort of the comic relief on the show. Basically, what they did was they had created this great family of characters. And Kira Sedgwick, when she decided that she was going to stop doing the show, they decided to keep doing a crime show, but put Mary McDonnell in the lead and change the name of the show and call it Major Crimes. But it's still your basic sort of whodunit. There's a crime committed and the cops are tracking down leads, and they bring people into the interview room, and they, they try all kind of tricks to get them to reveal and admit to the crime. And so in a lot of ways, it's very much like a typical cop drama, but I think it's a little cut above, because mm-hmm. the characters are so affecting, and they do try to take chances with how they tell a story.
Well, but not too far a cut above, I think is what you're saying. I'm not, it's just a solid show. And what's the importance of having these? It almost feels like maybe a mental dental floss, to go between the other shows that get so complicated. What do you think?
Well, and I would distinguish these shows, and I would also put a show like Longmire, which started on A&E and is now on Netflix. I would distinguish these shows from formulaic cop shows like CSI and NCIS and Law & Order SVU. These are shows that are predictable. They're stuck in ruts. These are shows that people watch because they know what's going to happen, and they probably figured out the killer halfway through the show, but they enjoy the ritual. The shows I'm talking about are more unpredictable than that, and they're a little more high quality. quality than that. I think the writing's better. I think the cinematography is better. So the appeal of these shows is that there is something to a great detective yarn. There is something to a great cowboy story well told. These are genres that have been around a long time, but if you do them in a great way, they're worth attention. And I think sometimes as critics especially, or as a connoisseurs of great television, we focus on shows that are really outside the mold. We focus on the Mad Men's and the Game of Thrones and the Transparents and the shows that are really groundbreaking. But sometimes just going into a genre that is very familiar, finding a new way to tell that story and just telling the heck out of it is something that's worth paying attention to. And that's why I like my meat and potatoes television.
NPR's Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks.
Thanks for having me.